Yeah, I think all football fans are looking forward to this game on Sunday when Sydney FC travel across the Nullarbor to take on Perth Glory at Optus Stadium in front of 65,000 people. It'll be a tremendous atmosphere, and people over here on the East Coast are hoping that Sydney FC can win. Joining us on the line this morning, our soccer expert, football expert, Robbie Slater. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, very well, mate. What time's your plane? Oh, hang on. What do we got?
There you go. You're not getting a second try.
What was that? That's the cellophane inside the cereal box.
Very well done, TK. And I didn't even tell you that. No. There wasn't even a planned move.
No, Jono helped us out.
Jono is the most intelligent person in
you
the
world,
mind you.
Jono needs to get a life if he could pick that.
No, that's not a real massive compliment.
Hey, big game though, mate, shaping up. Massive crowd, and it'll be a great atmosphere over there for the grand final.
Yeah, it certainly will, Laurie. And, yep. 60, I think they sold 54,000 of the small as of the end of business yesterday. So there's, you know, it's going to be pretty much a sellout, 60,000 over there. Parochial Perth Glory fans to witness their first home grand final in the Hyundai A-League era. Of course, they have participated once in a grand final when they were beaten at Suncorp by that fantastic Brisbane Roar team. Besar Berisha with 2 goals and a penalty right near the end of the game, which Perth still remember, I think. Look, they've won their first trophy in the Premier's plate, but they want the double. They want the, as we call here in Australia, the champions are the grand final winners.
Can you tell us the strengths of Tony Popovich? Because this looks like a tremendous coaching effort to get Perth Glory to be so dominant all year. I'm not taking away from Steve Corriger, but I'm just interested in Popper, who we know from the Western Sydney Wanderers quite clearly. 3 grand finals, yet to have a win yet. But what's his strength in putting this club together and getting to where they are?
His strength is you know, the culture he builds within a club. And it's basically he builds something and he says, look, this is the road we're going on. Either you come on it or you leave. And that's pretty much the way his philosophy is. He's big on fitness, he's big on discipline, and obviously, you know, it's fine to be all that, but you've got to be good tactically. And I think it's quite obvious to everyone he is that, because what he did at Wanderers, when he started a team from scratch, 3 grand finals, yes, he hasn't won one, but did win an Asian Champions League, which really today, when I do the Asian Champions League, I wonder how they ever did that, considering the gulf in finances and squad depth that there is between the Asian teams and us. But like you said, he hasn't won a grand final and he'll be desperate to win this one.
Talking of tactics then, Rob, by all reports, and you know this guy, Diego Castro, he's the superstar in this Perth Glory team. How do you limit the impact that he can have on a game?
Well, look, I think much the same in other sports is the danger men. You've got to try and cut off the supply to them, because the reason they're the best in the team is because when they get the ball, they're so good with it. So you've got to try and starve him of the ball, which is hard to do because they've got you know, good players around them. That's why they finish top of the table. As the kids break into a fight, so I hope you can't hear that. But anyway, we'll deal with that afterwards. So, yeah, so Castro's the man. Ninkovic is the creator for Sydney FC. And they're the two key players in this grand final.
You know, when you're marking a guy like Castro, do they chop and change throughout the game, or do they just put one guy on him and say, you've got him the whole game?
No, nearest to them, Laurie. You can't man-mark him.
Yep.
Well, you can, but I think you're taking the player out of the game. I think there's just an instruction that, you know, it's also a number of players to block the passing lanes. It's like... It would have been like someone putting someone on Laurie Daly in his heyday. It just doesn't work.
No, I just saw it like in AFL, you know, when they put someone on a player.
Not AFL, Laurie. That's a stupid comment.
No, it's not a stupid comment, Rob.
It is, but you can't compare AFL to football.
Well, it's a different game, but I'm using the analogy that you can place a man on a man. Now, I'm not a soccer expert. That's why I'm asking you the question. And sometimes I doubt whether you're the soccer expert with your responses.
No, speaking of that, now, are Watford any hope against Manchester City in the FA Cup final? Are Watford any hope against Manchester City in the FA Cup final? $12 outsiders against $1.22 Man City?
It has happened in football. Of course, there's man on man, but you rarely see it these days, Laurie. I think it's more the way they place it. you know, the midfield, if you want, to cut off the supply line to a player like Castro. And, the days of man-marking are pretty much gone. Obviously, you know, the closest player to him closes him down, but not the old one. We used to say that, I played, in games a long time ago when I was a youngster, where coaches would say, mate, if he goes to the toilet, you go with him.
I remember that old call. Yeah, yeah. If he goes to the green,
he's following. He's following to the shit house. Yeah. Rob, quick scoreline, mate.
As you always try to belittle me. But
Robbie.
Watford have no chance of beating Manchester City.
Okay. Scoreline, Manchester City, Watford.
Well, you want a scoreline as well?
Yep.
Oh, you're so demanding. 3-0.
3-0, and you're tipping 2-1 Sydney FC against
2-1
Perth.
2-1 Sydney FC to beat Perth. And just before you go, because it sounds like you're in a hurry, hopefully I put out on Twitter last night the passing, obviously, of the great Australian that was Bob Hawke.
Yes.
Hopefully there'll be black armbands worn on Sunday in memory of, politics aside, it doesn't matter if you're Labor or Liberal.
Good
he was
call.
Just a great Australian, such a likeable man. I was lucky enough to meet him a couple of times.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Thank you, Robbie. Yes, that's right. I'm sure you're aware of the news, but if you're not, Bob Hawke passing away at home at the age of 89.